This is our weekly check-in with Cheshire East Council and yourselves. So let's get straight into it then. The latest COVID-19 numbers for our patch.
Well, the reported cases in Cheshire East have risen slightly to 2,210. That's an increase of 12 in the past week, and that's from the government data. I also follow the data from the King's College research app, joincovidzoe.com, and thank you to the 9,000 people across Cheshire East who are reporting their symptoms daily through that app. That data suggests an infection rate of 0.06% in Cheshire East, so very low. That has increased in recent days, and if you think back 2 weeks, restrictions were relaxed 2 weeks ago, so I'll be watching that data next week. But I would stress the data is low in Cheshire East, and I see no signs of an outbreak like in Leicester.
Regarding the app that you just mentioned, can anybody just download that in our patch and start using it, I suppose? Or
yes, and I'd encourage people to. It's run by King's College in London, and it's a nationwide thing, and you report your symptoms daily through that. And that gives the researchers an indication of how many people have symptomatic COVID-19. And that's very useful because you can see quite quickly if there is a localised outbreak.
Just a quick question. It's just popped into my head, Sam. I'm really sorry to spring this one on you. The headlines are quite scary about second waves and all that kind of stuff. Are you preparing or not? Or do we not need to worry? Or what's the Cheshire East Council stand on that?
It's a difficult one because, as I was saying, the rate at the moment is very low in Cheshire East, but you do need to be careful. So maintain the basics of wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water, don't touch your face, and maintain social distancing when you're outside. The rate is going down, but then flu rates tend to go down in the summer. So there is worries that when we get into the normal flu season, which is autumn-winter time, that it will pick up again then. There's also worries that if people relax, they think, well, the problem's gone away, then they'll stop washing their hands and the virus will spread again then. So the message is we're doing okay so far, but don't, keep doing the basics right.
There's new rulings coming in then for next Friday the 24th. I'm not going to get into why we've got to wait a week now to do this. There's a lot of people, I've been wearing a face mask for a while anyway, just out of common courtesy. But what is the new ruling? There's a lot of confusion whether you have to wear one in your office, or youngsters don't wear one, or they can wear one. What illnesses are exempt? Have you got any light on this for us?
I can give you hopefully some light on it. I can't be. I don't think I can answer all the questions because there's been confusion over whether it applies to takeaway shops.
Oh wow! Okay.
Wearing a face covering in shops and supermarkets in England will be mandatory from the 24th of July. Like you, I've been wearing a face covering for some time and encouraging other people to do it. As you say, it's a courtesy because there's very little evidence that wearing a face covering will protect you, but it will stop you spreading the disease. And that's important because you can have the disease for several days before you have any symptoms. Now, it's been compulsory to wear a face covering on public transport in England and at NHS facilities since the 15th of June. Children under 11 and those with some disabilities are also exempt. But there's a £100 fine if you fail to comply. So you do need to make sure you wear a face covering when you're inside in a shop. Or on public transport. It doesn't apply to in offices, but then when I go into the Cheshire East Council offices in Westfields, I tend to wear a face covering when I'm going to be in any situation where I might encounter somebody.
So it's just out of common courtesy, isn't it? A bit of respect for everybody else, just in case you're asymptomatic or whatever it is.
Yes.
Brilliant. Moving on then, how the business has reacted to reopening? Is positive look out there on the high street across Cheshire, or do the streets look fairly quiet at the moment?
Generally very well. I've been around a few towns, so I was up in Knutsford a few days ago. The car parks were quite full there. There were quite a few people out. One of the good things about the shops in towns in Cheshire East is that you can queue outside the shops, and you're much safer outside than inside a shop. So I could see the queues outside the charity shops in Knutsford, and that was working well. On the whole, I think owners are being responsible and being mindful of the need for social distancing and taking sensible hygiene precautions. But I would stress again, we don't want any complacency.
Okay. Going back to the businesses reopening, though, is Are the shop owners and businesses confident that, you know, things are getting better, or is there still a little bit of worry with the business owners at the moment?
I'm sure there's a lot of concern out there, and Cheshire East has distributed over £80 million of government funding to over 7,000 small businesses. But there will be concerns. And I would encourage people to shop local, because, again, that's another way of not spreading the virus. If you're travelling a long way to do your shopping, that's another way that the virus can spread. You asked before about, are we prepared? Cheshire East Council does have an outbreak management plan, so we do have plans in case there is a local outbreak. That could come around a town. It could also come around a particular location. That could be a work location or a particular shop. So we do want to monitor this, and we do have the plans there for if something does go wrong.
But that's the second outbreak thing, or the local localised outbreak thing, is down to us to make it not happen, though, isn't it? You know, to do all the right things.
Indeed, yes. And also down to, I mentioned the King's College Research app, which could pick up quickly if there is another localised outbreak. But also on a national level, we need to get the test trace system up and running properly, which it isn't at the moment. I think it's getting there. The government is now beginning to share data better with local authorities. But local authorities have the expertise here with Directors of Public Health. So we do want to have local authorities much better involved in the test trace system.
You want to talk about climate change, didn't you, and all that kind of stuff. There's something going on locally, isn't there?
Yes, it's congratulations to Muir Park Medical Centre in Alsager for winning a Gold Plus Green Impact for Health Award. And since I became leader of Cheshire East Council last year, I've highlighted tackling climate change. Now, Cheshire East Council is committed to being carbon neutral by 2025, but we also want to encourage other organisations and individuals in Cheshire East to reduce their carbon footprint. So well done to Muir Park Medical Centre.
Forgive me for asking, I don't know whether you know this or not, has it cost them a lot of money to do this, or has it been quite easy for them?
There were two young people who actually helped them prepare the award, so congratulations to them. That was Kitty Price and Devlin Elkins. So there was quite a bit of their time. But I think a lot of the work had been done in the background anyway, and getting the award was just recognition for that. So it's things like facilitating inhaler recycling and encouraging learning about climate change and health, because the two things are related. And then things like reducing your waste. And encouraging social prescribing.
For the businesses, another quick one, by the way. I know it's not on the list, but I'm sorry about this.
Yep, right.
But some of the businesses might be listening to this morning and going, we've only just opened. We haven't got time, or we haven't got the energy to think about climate change, going green and all that kind of stuff. We're just about trying to hold on to our businesses. Is there any help? Is there any advice? What would you say to those people, Sam?
Cheshire East Council will help out with that, so there's help there. And as I mentioned, with the Muir Park Medical Centre, there are plenty of accreditations that you can go through, and that will help you to see how you can improve your carbon footprint. But also, I've noticed over the last few months, there do seem to be some people who are just working flat out at the moment, and I accept that for some small businesses. They've just reopened, they'll be working flat out, they won't want to be looking at this now. But there'll be other people who've got time on their hands, and this is an ideal time to look at, you know, your lifestyle. How can you improve your life and your health?
If you can work from home, Sir Patrick Vallant says you should do so anyway. Mm. Would you class that as a big tick in the box for going green?
Indeed, yeah. It reduces the amount of travel you've got. We've also been trying to encourage people to walk and cycle more, and it's been great with there being less traffic on the roads. A lot of people have been out cycling because they can feel safer, because there's less traffic, and because they're cycling rather than driving, that means there's less traffic on the road. So it's a great virtuous circle. So I'd encourage people, you know, work from home if possible, but also, particularly over the summer, walk and cycle to work wherever possible.
And if you're fit enough, run.
Yeah.
Yeah. Councillor Sam Corcoran from Cheshire East Council, thank you very, very much for your time again. We have deputy leader, don't we, next week? Councillor Craig Brown, is that correct?
That's right, yes. So we alternate. Craig Brown from Alderley Edge and myself from Sandbach.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your time, Sam, and have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.